Ann Richards is Assistant Inspector General of Audits at the Department of Homeland Security's Office of Inspector General. And looking at the second consecutive year, DHS has achieved a clean audit. Ann, thank you very much for joining me today. What did DHS do right the second year in a row? What lessons can we say that DHS has learned in being able to reach this second audit in a row? Thank you very much for joining me today.
Well, DHS has been able to achieve these clean audit opinions for 2 years as a result of very long and arduous action by the department to get their accounting house in order. It started back in 2007-2008 when DHS management really decided to take it seriously and make it a priority to achieve those clean opinions, and that commitment was at the senior level within DHS and all of the components. They've worked diligently to correct some of the issues and bring down their number of material weaknesses in order to achieve that clean opinion.
What are the elements that go into that clean opinion that can change on an annual basis? I guess what I'm getting at, Ann, is what does DHS need to watch moving forward to make sure they don't backslide?
Well, DHS still has a couple of material weaknesses, four actually, that they need to be watching. And, of course, they need to keep everything else in the correct order. One of the things that is of concern to us is that they still have a number of IT systems that produce their financial statements that are old and really legacy systems, and they're struggling to keep those working properly. They're not aligned. They don't intercommunicate. And so it's a manual lift in many ways for the department to get their financial records to the point where they can produce the statements. So that represents a risk where they may, they have an incident or fall back, they may not be able to continue to keep their clean opinions. That's something they have to work at very hard every year. Also, their property, plant, and equipment records, they've worked diligently to get them complete and accurate, but they're not quite finished with the process, so that's something that they're continuing to pay close attention to.
Those are two of the weaknesses that you cite. You also cite a budgetary accounting weakness. What does that consist of, Ann?
The statement of budgetary resources remains a problem because they haven't done enough work completing reconciliations on orders between components or unfilled orders or transactions between government entities.
The rest of the material is available. We link to your report at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. And what's your sense of how DHS is working with its components to maintain consistency among all of those components and keep track of what each of those 20-some is doing?
The department's done a really good job stepping up through my tenure here as AIGA to make sure that they've got their components on board and they've got good communication. They've got a very strong DHS CFO council. They've got a risk management and assurance division that has stepped up and provided the necessary infrastructure to keep the components in line with one another and the department's goals and get those corrective actions in place.
It seems, too, that you mentioned the weakness regarding some of the legacy systems that are still in place, and that consistency could be part of the issue that DHS will need to keep up with that keeps some of these problems in the weakness category. Is that fair to say?
That is fair to say. Using the legacy systems is a concern, and it's something all the components have to pay attention to make sure that those systems are handling the transactions in the way that the department has decided it wants them handled so that they're consistent across the board.
Is it your policy to make recommendations about dealing with these weaknesses, or is it just the policy of the OIG to call attention to those weaknesses and make sure the full department is aware of them?
It is our policy to make recommendations and audit reports, and the financial statement audit report did include a number of recommendations. In fact, it included 68 recommendations to improve those controls that would help alleviate those weaknesses and turn them into significant deficiencies or even lesser concerns.
And we obviously don't have time to review all 68 of them. Are there some of those, though, that may be applicable to people at other agencies that are dealing with some of the same challenges that DHS is dealing with?
I don't think it would be appropriate to say that the specific recommendations would be applicable to other departments. I think what's applicable is the way that the department has put together a communications plan and put together their corrective action plans and consistently pursued them with monthly meetings with principals required to attend, and the attention that they've given it from every level of management within the department. It's that attention to detail and the consistency of that attention that's really helped them achieve this clean opinion.
And that's actually where I wanted to wrap up, Anne, is you mentioned at the beginning of our conversation that you've seen this tremendous amount of effort undertaken beginning in 2007 with a prioritization of it. And I wonder if that's maybe as important as anything, as important as the actual physical steps that were taken, just the fact that management said this is important to us and we're going to make this happen, and people at other levels of management at DHS said, well, they're serious about it, so we better make sure this happens.
Absolutely. I think it can be traced back to actions that the senior level of the department took to make it important not just to the senior executives but to the frontline managers within the department. One of the more significant actions was taken by the Coast Guard, which is one of our components that has a huge influence on our financial statements because they're so large within our department. And when the Coast Guard started taking it seriously and appointed as their CFO a senior leader who was credible with the frontline folks, that really helped them turn the tide.